Character studies in cinema usually either serve one of two purposes, and that is either to deconstruct a mythological figure or to kind of build a mythological figure out of a common man or a story that you haven't heard before. And those are the ones inspired by real events, as is Steve Jobs. Danny Boyle, one of the greatest directors of our generation, the Oscar winner for Slumdog Millionaire, and also, just great work on 127 Hours and 28 Days Later, Trainspotting, just an electric director. And here he turns his subject matter to something a little more static than he usually chooses to. Usually his films have a ton of kinetic energy and sometimes even zombies. Here we have a little bit of both, except that the zombies are us. The zombies are we, and we're the ones with the iPhones, the generation of LCD screens lighting us up like the little candles on the umbrellas that Tim Robbins' character talked about in Robert Altman's The Player. How is Steve Jobs the movie? Well, it's much like Steve Jobs the man. It's a lot of contradictions and perfectionism and genius, which is not always pleasant to be around, and it makes sort of the case that is it worth it to sort of gain the world but lose your friends, I guess would be the theme. And also the sort of the pull of the human connection of his quote-unquote daughter. Michael Fassbender is amazing. Seth Rogen is great. And the camera is placed always be backstage before Steve Jobs' Apple keynote speeches. And the whole movie takes place really between 84 and the mid-90s, before even the iPod or the iPhone are released. And so what you get a sense of is this incredibly active mind pushing design, pushing the development of what is going to soon be one of the greatest generational changes in the history of the human mind and the human tool box, and that is that of the personal computer and the handheld devices. And so really, it's must-see movie time.